Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to a very special episode of the Saturday Spotlight. It is March 14th, 2020, and welcome again to a special episode of the Saturday Spotlight. I was not supposed to do a show tonight. I was supposed to take a week off, and I was supposed to continue next week with DaVita Buckman, but because of the recent casualties, this outbreak that we've had with this so-called coronavirus, that's the name of it, the coronavirus, it was on my heart to do a show tonight. And with this special show, I'm not doing a author one-on-one. I'm giving the platform to anybody that calls in and wants to say how they feel or how the coronavirus has affected them. It's been about a good, 2 weeks, I want to say, with this virus, and it has caused massive shutdowns, school closings, you name it, it's just causing a dynamic effect on the world. And they say it's supposed to get worse before it gets better. There have been our own speculations of it, where some people are saying it's the mere flu, some people are saying it's politics. There have been point outs in authors' books. Dean Koontz wrote a book in 2017, and a paragraph that everybody's been screenshotting and putting up on social media, and that paragraph he states and talks about this year, 2020, and how we were going to get plagued with a deadly epidemic virus that is going to, as fast as it came, listen when I say this, verbatim in that paragraph said, as fast as this came, that's as to go away. He also went on to say that it's going to come back 10 years later, and then after that, it's going to vanish for good. So in that paragraph, he went on to state that as fast as it came in, that's as fast as it's going to go away. So it's quickly going to go away, but it's going to come back again, but it's going to be gone for good. The Simpsons, and their predictions have been accurately correct. As you all know about the Simpsons cartoon, back in the day that was the show, everybody used to watch Simpsons. Well, the Simpsons were predicting a lot of things back in the day with these different episodes they did, and one of them was, I believe, the coronavirus. The Simpsons predicted the coronavirus years ago in one of their episodes, and thus, here we are with the coronavirus. So tonight, I just want to give the platform to any and everybody that wants to call and talk. If I don't get a lot of calls, I'm going to end the show very quickly because, like I said, this is a special show. It's not a regular rant hour show. So if I don't get a lot of people calling into the queue and I take the calls that I have and they're finished, the calls that I do take, the people that are in the queue, then I'm going to end the show because this is a special show, but I want to open it up to give people a platform to speak and say how they feel because we've all been affected by this. Long lines in a grocery store, The grocery stores are out of food almost. If not, they're out of food. They're closing grocery stores. They're closing up the libraries, the schools, as I stated. Everything is closing up, and it's going to get to a point where they're going to start shutting stuff down like they're doing in other countries, where they're going to just shut us out completely, where we're going to be in the house and we cannot come out. So here is your chance to voice your opinion, state how you feel, how the coronavirus has affected you, how the coronavirus, if you feel like it's going to leave soon or what. I just want to hear everybody's opinion that's in the queue. I'm going to take calls in a second. And like I said, I just want to hear everybody's, you know, opinion in the queue, state how you feel. Do you feel it's going to go away quickly, or do you think it's going to get worse before it gets better? And Maya, the media is blowing this up too much, and that's what's making everybody freak out with these long lines, cashing out the gas, grocery stores, closing up things. Now, don't get me wrong. We should be worried, but God did not give us the spirit of fear. And I believe that if you have a relationship with the Lord, some of us don't, that is your prerogative, and, you know, it's your business if you don't. But some of us that do, we know that God has not given us the spirit of fear. So at that point, what I'm saying, since I believe in that, I'm going out, I'm doing everything normal, because I feel like when it's my time to leave this earth, it'll be my time to leave this earth. Only He knows that, and I'm ready. So with me saying that, I'm not in fear. I stopped watching the news because as of Wednesday, when I was watching the news and talking and listening to them talk about the coronavirus, this stuff started to warp my brain. I'm like, let me turn this off, because I'm already going through what I'm going through at work, which is over with, praise be to God. But I'm already going through what I'm going through at work. And then to see this with this going on, it's like that stuff warps your mind. So sometimes I stay watching it. Understand, we want to keep updating on it, and we want to get an update on things that's going on, but that stuff can be depressing. And somebody has said to me before how the news is depressing. I didn't realize that when they said it, but now I do. The news can be very depressing. So it's like, let's turn it off. Like a drama-fried person that's calling you with some drama, that's the news. Turn it off. You ain't got to watch it every hour, the hour that it come on, every second that it's on, or even take a day from watching it. Like me, I've been taking days. I've turned on the news in like 3 days. I don't want to hear no more about this coronavirus. Of course, I'm taking precautionary measures, washing my hands, using sanitizer, which is, let me tell you something, that's something we should have been doing in the first place, washing our hands and sanitizing our hands. Why does it have to come along with a virus for people to start washing their hands and sanitizing their hands? You should have been doing that from jump. If you wasn't doing that, shame on you. Because you should have been taking cleanliness precautions to keep yourself clean before this virus even came into the world, into existence, I should say. So if you're not a person that was washing your hands and sanitizing your hands before this came about, shame on you, because you should have been doing that. It shouldn't have took a virus for you to say, let me wash my hands and let me sanitize my hands. No, you should have been doing that. So like I say, I've been taking the precautionary measures. I've been washing and sanitizing my hands, cleaning things off, but I'm not going to live in a spirit of fear. I still went out yesterday with my friends and ate dinner. I went out today. I'm going to keep going out, because if it's my time to perish from this earth, it'll be my time. We don't know the time, but we have to be ready for that, you know, because only God knows. And when it's our time, it's our time. We can't do nothing about it. That is just our time. So, like I said, I'm taking precautionary measures, but this is not something that I'm like at the grocery store getting toilet paper. This lady was in the grocery store with things of those 48 carrying cases of toilet tissue. It was the lady in there next, and the lady said, girl, why you got all this toilet tissue? She looked at her and said, girl, and I looked at both of them like, are you serious? You are keeping other people from getting toilet tissue, ma'am. You got 5 of those 48 case toilet tissue things. What do you need with those? This could be over the week after next or next week, and you got 5 things of 48 carrying toilet tissue. What you finna do with that? Nothing but keep it at home. And that's why I say this, to say this, where it would really be funny if, like Dean Koontz put in that book, just as fast as this virus came in, watch just as fast as it go. It would be very funny if everybody been doing all this shopping and cleaning off all these shelves at the stores, and just as fast as this virus came in, it goes out the door. What a shame. You done spent all this money on this unnecessary stuff. You know, You should have been, you know, it's okay to get a couple of things and be, you know, cautious and aware, but you done spent all this unnecessary extra money, and the media comes along and says, we done found a vaccination for it, or whatever the case is going to be, or it's gone. What a shame that would be. But I want to take calls tonight, and I want to hear how y'all feel about this coronavirus, and I see the queue building up. So after I send my shots out and my sponsors for the show, we're going to start taking calls. So, as always, this show is sponsored by the New Beggars Pizza in Gary, Indiana. They're open till 12 a.m. tonight, and their address is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana, and their phone number is 219-951-0695. That's the New Beggars Pizza in Gary, Indiana, located on 4345 South Broadway in Gary, and they're open till 12 a.m. tonight. And Mickey's on Stoney, home of the famous jerk fries. They're open till 1 a.m. tonight, and their address is 8126 South Stoney Island Avenue in Chicago, and their phone number is 773-902-800. That's Mickey's on Stoney, 8126 South Stoney Island Avenue on the southeast side of Chicago. And Raise the Bar, located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. They serve sweet, hot food, regular dinner dishes, you name it. Raise the Bar is open weekly, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and their number is 708-566-4088. Pop Culture Gourmet Popcorn, home of the 50-plus flavors of popcorn. They're located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois, located in the Phoenix Plaza off of Halsted Street. Their hours of operation are Wednesday through Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and their number is 708-825-9105. And Layla Sports Bar and Grill, banquets for your sports watching, happy hour drinks and needs. Their hours of operation are Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m. till 11 p.m., Friday, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., Saturday, 7 p.m. till 3 a.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. They're located at 14908 Chicago Road in Dalton, Illinois, and their phone number is 708-414-1088. Okay, so now I'm going to open up these lines to talk to each and every one of you who is in the queue. Tell me how the coronavirus has affected you, how you feel about it, and thus forth. As always, this show is also dedicated to Mama Audrey Smiles, who listens faithfully every week, and also Cordero Bradley, who recently passed. This show is dedicated to the both of you. So now I'm going to start with the queue. I see area code 313, last four, 1739. You are on the Saturday Spotlight. Let's talk about the coronavirus. Go ahead and speak.
Hey, good evening, Jeffrey. How are you? Yes, so I just pretty much wanted to say that personally, the coronavirus, thank God, has not affected me or my family. But my belief about the whole situation is, you know, China is a dictatorship. And where they say the coronavirus started was in Wuhan, some town called Wuhan. But I was looking at the senator was having a meeting with the military folks. And he noted that in Wuhan is a biochemical plant. So you know how they're going around with these rumors saying the virus possibly came from a meat market, fish market, some type of swap meat market, I don't know, food, basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of a conspiracy theory or whatever you call them people. I'm thinking that it was definitely a setup. I think it was generated purposely, set off in China, because they are overpopulated. Like, they even put down a rule where they don't let women or families have more than two children. And also, maybe they wanted to, like I said, kill off some people and have in the back of their mind, you know, well, we have the antidote. So after, you know, so many people die, then we'll charge for the antidote. Mm-hmm. So, but I think it also could be maybe America. And, you know, it's just a vicious cycle of who did what, when, where, how, and why, because I can't really say, I can't really believe that it's about money. The stocks are down, terribly down. You know, mm-hmm. everyone may be buying the stores out, but, I mean, how beneficial is that even to the stores or to people if everyone is suffering and dying? And like I said, the stocks aren't doing well, so this extra buying isn't doing anything to the market. But mm-hmm. They did say, as far as this morning, it has been confirmed that more than 2,000 cases, and of which 50 deaths from the 49 states and District of Columbia. So USA is taking a hit on this too. It's not just centralized in China. But again, you made some very good points. We don't live in fear. It's not the first virus. It's already been predicted. And we should already be living cleanly, like cleanly lives. Cleaning up, sanitizing everything, disinfecting, and keeping proper, you know, supplies on hand too. I didn't even go out and do all this extra shopping. I'm like, Lord, I'm glad I already had tissue and paper towel and Lysol and hand sanitizer and everything already.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, like you said, don't be fearful and not go out. But I'm not trying to run out neither. But I'm not going to be just sitting in the house afraid to go out. If I have to go, I'm going. But just to go, like tomorrow, I'm definitely going to worship service. But even mm-hmm. that's been altered, you know, from maybe 2.5 hours to 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's pretty much all I have to say on the matter, because it's just a lot of ideas floating around for me as far as I'm concerned, because I don't know any facts other than it's taking people out.
Yeah.
You know.
So let me ask you this. How do you think this is going to end? Like, how do you think this is going to all play out?
I think it's pretty much like you said, it's going to just go away. It's just going to, they're going to come up with the antidote, and it's not going to be an issue anymore. See, the paranoid and the panic comes from no remedy. Okay, you catch it, you may die. There is no remedy. And along catching it, you can't really just hurry up and go to the hospital because everybody there might catch it from you. Or you don't want to go to the hospital from another illness, because what if somebody is already there with it? You know, it's just, I think it's more of a fear, if people accept that spirit of fear that's going on right now. But I think that's exactly how it's going to end. They're going to announce that they have the antidote, which they probably already have, and mm-hmm. probably already had it from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Before they even release a virus, I believe they have the antidote before it's even set
yeah.
off. And I think
yeah.
that they it is about population control, because they always hollering it's too many people on Earth. The Earth can't handle it. Well, I beg to differ, because God said be fruitful and multiply. So clearly the Earth was sufficient enough. But if you guys keep throwing stuff in the water, contaminating the air, going up in the solar system, I mean, come on, you killing the Earth. So it's not
right.
The Earth can't handle us. We're contaminating the Earth. And then, you know, even with the global warming, why do you think that is, you know? So I think they just want to kill off people. That's the bottom line. That's my belief.
Mm-hmm.
I really
okay.
do.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for calling in. And who am I speaking with?
DeVita, Buckman, Reed, hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, my guest for next week. You ready?
Yes. Yes, I'm ready
right.
as I'm going to ever be.
All right.
And I appreciate the opportunity. I truly do.
Oh, no problem. And I thank you for calling in tonight, too.
Yes, you're welcome. Your platform is a blessing to many.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad
All
you
right.
got
well,
that situation at work. dealt with, handled?
Oh yeah, that's over with. You know, trouble don't last always.
No, it doesn't.
Yes. All right. Yes. All right. Well, thank you for calling in tonight.
All right, babe. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
So now we're moving on. 708, last 4:15:27. Go ahead. You're on the Saturday Spotlight. Talk to us about the coronavirus.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, so my thoughts on it is that God is just trying to tell us to get our lives in order and give our lives to Christ.
Okay. Do you think this is going to end pretty soon?
I do. I think it's more like a distraction, that they're hiding something from us that's more important, basically. But it's something definitely behind it. But really, I believe it's just God showing us that we need to get our lives in order and together.
That's true. And how are you taking precautionary measures for this? Are you still going about with your daily life, or are you one of those people that's panicking at the stores and just, you know, in an uproar? How are you taking that?
I'm using precautions. I'm not being, you know, hazardous to the fact where it's paralyzing me. Because when you believe in God and you know who God is, you don't live in fear. That's of the enemy. That's of Satan. So, you know, you take your precautions, but you don't let it scare you, like with the media, as far as, like, television and what social media is trying to do.
All right. Do you think it's going to go away soon?
I definitely do.
Okay, all right. Who are we speaking with tonight?
You are speaking to Jennifer Rochelle.
All righty, Jennifer Rochelle. Well, I thank you for calling in tonight and sharing your thoughts on the coronavirus.
All right. Have a blessing.
All right. You too. Thank you. All right, and we have an unknown number, but I know who this is. So you're on the Saturday Spotlight. Go ahead and speak and talk to us about the coronavirus.
Well, to me, I'm just going to say it's serious, but it's not as serious as it looks and as it should be made known to be. It's a case where, like you said before, you should have been doing all these things before, washing your hands, doing the bleach, doing the sanitizer, and all that stuff. But it's something that you should have been doing a long time ago. It shouldn't have been this type of virus to make you do that. And so when you become infected with all of these things that you know you should be doing, like washing your hands, praying over your food because you don't know who's coughing over your food when they're making it, you don't know what they're doing to your food, then that becomes something that you should have been doing all the time.
Okay. And how are you taking precautionary measures for the coronavirus? Are you one of those people that's out getting everything you need, or, you know, are you just, you know, this isn't taking too much of a toll on you?
No, I'm not out there getting everything I need because I always buy things in bulk anyway. Something like this shouldn't always make you buy things in bulk. You should buy it in bulk anyway because it's cheaper when you buy it in bulk. And then the other thing, you will always have it before you run out of it. So, no, I'm not running out to the stores being a hoarder, no. And I think when those people that's being a hoarder in the stores, when they replenish those stores, that's going to make those prices be just too astronomical for any of us to purchase those items. Because I know some ladies at work were saying yesterday to get one of those bulks of tissue at Amazon, it was $149. Who's going to pay that? And then to get a thing of bleach, it was like $95. Who paying that?
True. That's so true.
By them being hoarders and getting that stuff, that's going to make the prices inflate. They may double, but they're going to inflate because by you going in there, taking all that stuff off the shelf right away, it has to take someone to replenish that stuff right away. So it's not going to be replenished for the same fee you were paying before. No.
True. And do you think this is going to go away soon? Or what are your thoughts on the ending of the coronavirus?
Well, my thoughts on it is it may and then it may not. It may just play into a lot of stuff because a lot of people at work were saying that this is going to go into a recession because, you know, people don't go out to eat, people not going to different places and big stadium things and stuff like that, baseball, basketball. So they said it's going to go into a recession because of that. So I'm just waiting to see what that's going to be. But always you got to keep your faith in God and let him lead you, and you would never go wrong with God.
True. All right. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
I am your mother, and I am calling from my home.
Okay. All right, mother. Well, I thank you for calling in tonight and giving your thoughts on the coronavirus as well, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a blessed one.
You too now.
All righty. So we had a couple of calls in the queue. Had the author from that's going to be on, I should say, next week, Davita Buckman. And then we had my family members to call in. We had someone else from an 804 number, but they disappeared. But as I stated, you know, the calls that I take, once those calls got taken and people were done talking, I'm going to end the show. So I guess I'm going to be ending in the next 3 minutes. So we get a 30-minute show. That was kind of good. I wasn't really thinking doing one this week. Was going to come back till next week with Davita, but I had to do this because I had to talk about this coronavirus because it's very serious. It's going to cause a big uproar with the world. It's scary for some, but for us to have our faith in God, we keep our all on the altar and we lean and depend on him. I've been reading my Bible more since I've been, you know, listening to this coronavirus, and like I said, I turned the news off after Wednesday, but I've been reading my Bible more. I've been reading the Daily Bread more, and it's just like my faith is in God. So some people can say, like, you know, the people that called in tonight, you all talk about how God is your faith and how you're not, you know, freaking out, not scared. That's because we lean and depend on him. It's not that we're not fearful and we're not, you know, on hiatus and, you know, precautions, but we know that this too shall pass. This is something that's going to pass like everything else. And needs be, like even Davita said, where it might be a biochemistry thing, you know, biochemical thing, I should say. And whereas, you know, a biochemical plant, you know, this is going to pass. I really believe that they're going to announce, like Davita said, the antidote on the news. They're going to display it. And all of a sudden, the people that's supposedly getting are going to be cured and healed, and it's just going to go away. I really believe they tried to. It just became too much of what it was. What they wanted it to be. Like, I kind of feel like too that they're not telling us something that we should know. But at the same time, I'm not going to live my life in fear. I'm not going to live my life in uproar. And I'm not going to be. I'm going to make sure I got what I need. But I'm not going to be at the store banning up all this different stuff because the media is not doing nothing but dragging this and driving this to make people crazy. And it's just people going crazy for no reason. It's just like, I really believe if you had that, you know, relationship and that your faith was in God, you would not be at an uproar with your mind being warped and thinking that this is the end of the world and all this other stuff is going to happen. You know, true, we are in a tragic time right now. And certain fatalities have happened. But I really believe that God is going to bring us out of this. We are going to get away from this really quick, just like it came in as fast as it did. So I'm looking forward to a positive report in the next couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to things going back to the way they were because it's scary. And it's scary on the end because people have been going crazy. And you can tell the difference with the standstill because folks are not out more. Folks are not shopping more. You know, they're shopping more, but they're not out in the streets more. It's like we're in a movie, and I'm just will be so glad when this is all over with because it's really done. It's just it's crazy. It's like I feel like I'm in a movie and things are like at a crazy warp. It's just a mess. It's a mess, y'all. So I'm looking for better days. I'm looking for things to get better. I'm looking for things to, you know, get on a positive note so we can all go back to that positive mind frame. My tips and things on the news, just get away from it for a couple of days. Stop watching. I know you want to be updated, but stop watching it with the drama and depression. Read a book. Go get your favorite author, like me. If I'm your favorite author and you ain't read any of my books, go get my books on Amazon, be there, whether you want to get them ebook or what, or come in. Inbox me on Facebook or Instagram and ask me for my Cash App to pay me so I can send you my books. Why they got the Amazon, the FedEx, and the mail still going. You know, read a book, play a game, play a puzzle. You know, do some things that will take your mind off of this because it's not doing it but making us more crazier than what's going on. And if we keep focusing on that, that's the mind frame that we're going to have. I'm so tired of seeing this on my timeline. I'm so tired of hearing about it, period, and I will be so glad, y'all, when this is over, when we can get back to regular, normal living. I know this is a time of upward. This is a time of, you know, adaptation to this change, but I will be glad when this is all over with. So with that being said, next week on the Saturday Spotlight, we talk to DaVita Buckman that was the first guest in the queue tonight. We talk to her next week on the Saturday Spotlight. Y'all be blessed. Have a good week. If you're going to church tomorrow, go to church. If not, look at a service online via your phone, whatever, or watch it on TV too. But get y'all masks off of this coronavirus because there's nothing that we can do about it right now. But stay prayed up, stay positive, and keep a sound mind in this. Be still precautious. Step away from the drama. Step away from that news. Step away from all this that's going on. People calling you about it. Just you got to get away. You got to get away. Stop hearing about it because as soon as it came in, I truly believe it's going to go away too. So with that being said, again, have a good rest of the weekend. Have a good week. Let's stay prayed up and blessed. Always remember, what you do for Christ is the only thing that will last. And I will see you guys next week on the Saturday Spotlight. Good night.